This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
He's written a stinging op-ed about it, too. The author of that piece is Chris Swecker. He's with me now, former FBI assistant director of the FBI. And, sir, thank you for your time. And I knew you knew Andrew McCabe and James Comey. I don't know how well, but perhaps you can characterize how well your relationship ran.
Well, I worked with former Director Comey when he was the Deputy Attorney General. I've met Andrew McCabe. And these are people who have done service in the government over an extended period of time. And it was very disappointing to see what they did when they became sort of the Comey skinny inner circle, as it's been referred to. These are people that violated a number of rules and procedures. They did self-serving leaks. They did the very thing that they were investigating Hillary Clinton for, and that was using their personal email for official business, sending classified information on personal email. They violated all these rules and procedures, and then they try to wrap themselves in the mantle of the FBI and represent themselves as heroes. And that's what myself and many of my current and former colleagues deeply resent, is the way they reflected poorly on the Bureau, and yet try to wrap themselves in the mantle of the FBI and the fidelity, bravery, and integrity which they violated.
Here is just two lines from your piece on screen. Strzok, Comey, and McCabe should stand in shame and dishonor for their failure to live up to the core FBI values of fidelity, bravery, and integrity. America is better off the firings of these three from an outstanding law enforcement agency. They would argue they were acting out of honor and duty, Chris. How do you merge those two?
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, there are bad CEOs out in the corporate world, and in this case, the FBI got a bad CEO, and then he promoted these two other people up three levels within about a year or so to complete that inner circle. They were yes men. They didn't think the rules applied to them. They set their own personal judgments about Trump. They put their finger on the scale or their thumb on the scale of the Clinton email investigation, and then very aggressively pursued the Trump investigation or the Russia investigation. You know, the mantra of the FBI is you go in with blinders, you go in with integrity, you conduct a thorough, objective investigation, none of which happened in either case here.
Well, if you believe that, then other people within the FBI probably believe it as well. Would you agree with that? And if that is the case, how do you think your opinion affects the Mueller matter? I mean, is this whole thing tainted, or can you get around that?
Well, first of all, I've heard from literally hundreds of my current and former colleagues who agree with this. They don't think that these three people represent the FBI and the good men and women of the FBI. To your question about the special counsel Mueller, I've worked directly under Mueller. I think he has integrity. I never once in my over 400 meetings with him in the 2.5 years I served under him saw him indicate any bias or political persuasion whatsoever. He didn't tolerate it. I'm not crazy about his team, but I don't think he's going to frame anybody up. However, the origins of the investigation are in question. The dossier, the FISA, the information used in the FISA, the type of information that they used to gin up the investigation needs to be looked at, and I hope that the Inspector General is continuing to look at that. But I'm one of those people that believes that the Russians are up to no good, and they're trying to undermine our democracy in a deadly serious way. And I think the special counsel can get at that if we just allowed to do his business.
Okay, interesting answer there. But if you believe the original point of the investigation was tainted, how then can you move forward on this? How do you separate that part of the investigation from what you described there at the end about the Russian interference?
The core of the case, the Russian espionage, is really not in dispute whatsoever. The question is whether people within the Trump campaign assisted, conspired, went along with, traded dirt for lessening up the sanctions, or promise to lessen up on sanctions or ease up on sanctions? That's the question mark. So really the origins of the investigation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You want to step away from... 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Chris Garcia is back with us, entrepreneur, business executive, former Trump administration official who led the Minority Business Development Agency at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris, good to have you back as always. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Greetings from Atlanta. How are you?
All right. Hot Atlanta. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Hey, I'm doing terrific. Getting ready to head west, and eventually I'll be heading west enough to end up in Kauai. So, you know, maybe our next interview could be based out of Kauai. What do you think?
Hey, make that happen? Yeah, man.
You're on. Hey, let's review what's going on with Russia. The administration announced that, you know, in fact, Russia has not changed their evil ways. They continue to meddle. And, you know, and maybe we should understand, you know, what meddling means. I mean, meddling sounds so juvenile and inconsequential. But yet, to hear the Democrats, it's like, oh, my goodness, they absolutely altered the course of the 2016 election.
Well, it's unfortunate, but really, I think it's the only thing that the Democrats can cling on to at this point. They've wanted a redo of the 2016 presidential ever since, you know, the AP declared the victory for President Trump that evening. And frankly, I think right now, if you define meddling, if we want to define it, we can use the same tactics they used in the 2016 election, which was, you know, a couple $100,000 of Facebook ads or, you know, minor things that had nothing to do with tipping the scale for the election. You know, what we did see is that the intelligence community did come out. The president's advisors, national security advisors, came out and voiced that Russia was, in fact, planning to meddle in the 2018 midterms. I think it's not something that we should underestimate, but it's a game to Russia. You know, it's a game to cause you know, instability. I think we've got the right advisors surrounding President Trump to make sure that we take the actions necessary, perhaps increase sanctions in case they do meddle once again. But right now, I think we have to kind of just be on guard, be on watch. And make sure that we protect as well as we can. But I'll tell you how it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen with Facebook banning people like Alex Jones.
Yeah, right, exactly. or any other conservative on down the line. That certainly is the case. Although they did, Facebook did make some announcements this past week that they did find, you know, some suspicious entities, and they did, you know, block those. And, you know, but even still, we don't know exactly if they are from Russia. You know, I think that, you know, as the president said in Helsinki, you know, could it be China? I mean, North Korea, I mean, let's face it, cyber terrorism has been around. It continues to increase. And why would the United States not be a target? I mean, we're offensive. A free America that we enjoy based on the U.S. Constitution is threatening to the rest of the countries. And they figure, hey, look at if they can mess with us. And, you know, and I think that the takeaway for Putin is here is, you know, you watched him in Helsinki and the look on his face was like, man, I just thought I was just having some fun here. This is a little bit of amusement, but this thing's turned into a bigger thing than I thought it could be possible. And, you know, hey, I'm just going to relish in the moment here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's frankly, you know, what do we expect from our adversaries around the world? I mean, this is, you know, there's no longer this conventional warfare, although it does exist, of course, in certain, you know, areas of the world. But, you know, our adversaries are coming after us, not with conventional warfare. They're coming after us with, you know, in cyber warfare, IP theft, you know, currency manipulation, destabilization of economies. I think that that's, you know, that's going to be the major, you know, caution to look out for in the future. It's not going to be conventional warfare, but cyber attacks. And I think certainly looking into the 2018 election, we got to protect against that. We got to guard against that. But, you know, the president's in such a position of strength right now. He is the envy of the world.
Exactly. Well, he's pulled back the veil of this deception, and it's up to we, the people, to either want to believe him or not. I mean, and this is why he calls out the fake news, because the fake news is not doing anything to help the cause, to document history, to document exactly what's going on. You know, and I understand the president's sensitivity. I mean, from day one, as you said, the resistance rose up. They made it real clear on election night that their aim was to resist at all cost. And this is exactly what they've been doing. And look who followed. You know, you had the mainstream media kind of leading the way here, along with the Hollywood celebrities and, the bookends of the coast joining in to discredit and invalidate this election, which, surprisingly enough, their champion, their standard bearer, Hillary Clinton, was the one to call out the president in saying that, well, then candidate Trump, that she questioned whether or not he would support the vote of the people. And she was the one to say rapidly, you know, without hesitation, that she would go along with the vote of the people. And how does that stand in the face of all her activity since that moment and when she said that?
That's exactly right, and frankly, the hypocrisy is deafening at this point. I mean, you can't imagine if President Trump were to lose the election and have to, you know, and it were acting the same way as Hillary Clinton is acting now, the reaction would just be, I mean, media would just not stop talking about it. But, you know, you can't really argue with the president's promises and the results that he's delivered. And I think we're looking very, very good coming into this midterm election in 2018. People are going to vote with their pocketbooks. I mean, the president's delivered. He said, you know, remember his advisors pulled him back and said, no, Mr. President, you can't promise 4%, maybe 3%, but you can't promise 4% GDP growth. Well, here we are, second quarter, 4.1%.
Right.
Promise made, promise kept.
Exactly. Another promise made, another promise kept. You know, America is winning, as Trump would say. And, you know, for the Democrats, it is killing them because it gets in the way of what they're trying to do in terms of their resistance and disruption, because the people can see them for who they are. They are a party in chaos, and they're so bifurcated right now. It's like, you know, I feel for the Joe Manchins and the old Democratic Guard that finds themselves in a parade line with very few people. I mean, they've all gone left.
Well, it's unfortunate that they're, whether they are, you know, conceding to some of these far left individuals, whether they're being hijacked, but the party is certainly in a completely different trajectory when they allow themselves to be led, you know, even as a candidate, by this socialist young lady coming out of New York. You know, when you have, again, a sitting U.S. senator campaigning with her, you know, both self-described socialists, you know, democratic socialists, who believe that the growth of government and the government running our lives is the solution to creating a better country. When President Trump Trump has proved the exact opposite. You know, with the free market economies and the domestic policy that he's adopted, with the strong stance against these foreign nations limiting government intervention in our lives, he's achieved all-time lows in Hispanic unemployment, African-American unemployment, you know, 65-year low in women unemployment, near 20-year lows in overall unemployment. We've got manufacturing jobs coming back. 350,000 manufacturing jobs are coming back. Remember, the last administration said that that was they needed a magic wand.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Chris, we got to hit the pause button because we got to go to break real fast. We'll be back with Chris Garcia. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Chris Garcia continues with us, former deputy director under the U.S. Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Chris, as you were going down the list of victories that we have experienced under
President Trump. I mean, we're 500 plus days. I got to imagine everybody associated with the previous administration are in shock. They just cannot believe it. As you, Drew, mentioned, the former president himself said, oh, you know, what is Donald Trump going to do? Is he going to wave some magic wand like these jobs are going to suddenly appear? Well, what he underestimated and didn't realize was the built-in, you know, DNA of Americans. We are Americans, not Americans. We can be held back for a while, but the American people have proven once again that we, when it comes to productivity, we are the leaders of the world who, you know, are not afraid of hard work. I mean, we don't take a month or two off every year. You know, we're lucky to take a week off. so we're hardworking people, and we love the idea that we're free to do that. The thing is, you know, as you were talking, Chris, about, you know, this socialism, you know, this socialist agenda that's come upon this country. You know, how do you square it up with the Constitution? I mean, you've got a senator, you've got people here in this country that have pledged allegiance to the Constitution, that they were to defend it against enemies, domestic and foreign. How do they raise their hand and take this vow and then promote socialism when it by its, you know, its basic of tenets is totally contradictory with the U.S. Constitution?
Well, that's exactly it. And frankly, this is what happens when voters don't turn out and vote these people out. I mean, these are, frankly, some of these senators and congressmen and women that have sold out America, that have eroded the middle class because of the special favors that they cut out for their friends and striking these poor trade deals that sell out the American worker. We have to vote them out. And it's not going to be the Democrats that resurrect the manufacturing. It's not going to be the Democrats, unfortunately, not today's Democrats, that put America first, as President Trump has promised and has succeeded at doing. It's going to be Republicans. And so 2018 is going to be a major indication, and I would encourage your listeners, and I would encourage certainly sitting members of Congress and the Senate, that if you want to see sustained growth, you want to see the United States continue to prosper, you've got to jump behind, and you've got to get on the Trump train, and you've got to get behind the Trump agenda.
Chris, are you like me? Are you starting to see, I mean, forget about the blue wave, I am seeing a conservative wave. And that really, you know, accommodates all Americans, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent. It's conservative values that are coming to bear and proving that these progressive liberal ideas are quite hollow, expensive, and debilitating. I mean, they almost killed this country.
They have. They really have it. Whether it's these, again, these terrible trade deals, whether it's these, you know, the Unaffordable Care Act that was passed, this concept that the government's going to control your health care. I mean, just look at what they've done with the VA and how they treat our veterans, the best of our country. You know, it's really unfortunate that this is all the Democrats have to run. But I'll tell you what, it's actually fortunate for President Trump, and it's fortunate for Republicans if they jump on the Trump train, they get behind his agenda, because that's going to lead to another victory in 2018. We're going to keep the House, we're going to keep the Senate, and we're going to have a president that's going to continue to talk tough, not just on national security and trade, but also make sure he stands up for the American worker and continues to, you know, again, lower taxes, lower regulations, put America first. And frankly, as I said, that only happens if Republicans turn out in November to make sure that the president, and this is what's going to happen, if President Trump loses this midterm, if Republicans give up Congress, they give up the House, the Democrats will move to impeach. No matter how unfounded, no matter how baseless the accusations are, no matter how lacking in evidence they are, they will move to impeach the president.
Yeah, and it's so ridiculous. I mean, you hear Adam Schiff. I'm tired of hearing his reckless statements. Nancy Pelosi, those on the left, you know, and this whole Russia thing, and you know, the very things. I mean, what confounds me is they disconnect from reality. I mean, they look to the president that supposedly he did these things by having a meeting in Trump Tower where his son did, and then you go, okay, well, that's the law. Well, but what do you call what Hillary did?
I mean, she paid for opposition research. She went to a foreign country to get this research. She's mired up to her earlobes in this deal. Not only her, but even President Obama, but yet they're going after Trump.
That's exactly it. It's an art of deception. I mean, this is what, frankly, the Clintons have built a legacy on, you know, cutting out those who are in their way. Unfortunately, we're seeing a major distraction, and the shiny object now is President Trump and the alleged collusion or, you know, alleged, you know, meetings that he had to seek opposition research, when in fact the facts point to the, you know, to the truth, which is that it was Hillary Clinton that was engaged with the Russians. It was Hillary Clinton who paid for this phony fake dossier that they, that the FBI then used to get the FISA court warrant, which was again, written out and submitted in poor faith, not in, in bad faith. It was such an oversight, and frankly, some might call it it was crooked. It was crooked action by the FBI.
No question. And it was all consuming him. And not only that, I mean, you've got spies involved in a campaign. You knew information that was that you were investigating. You give it a heads up to the candidate. You wiretapped his facility. Of course, these are things that Trump said, and they go, oh, you know, he's a knucklehead. There's no way that would happen. And oh, because he didn't use this specific term, you know, the modern day term, because they don't wiretap anymore. They do some other surveillance. So that gave them an out. I mean, it's like we get ourselves tied up in verbal knots trying to figure out. It's like, wait a minute. I mean, you know, it's a what you did was illegal in you know, whether it was that you spied on a campaign, whether or not you surveilled that campaign, you used a FISA warrant under false pretenses. You gave wrong information to the judge to get it. Okay, I mean, this whole thing on its face, Chris, it was born out of an illegal route, and here we are spending millions of dollars investigating this deal, and as Marco Rubio said, that you knew if they had really any solid ground to stand on, Adam Schiff and others within the Beltway would have found a way to leak it out, so it's clear that the Mueller team has nothing.
There's no doubt about it. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, there had been so much rampant leaking in the beginning of this administration that if they had found anything that tied President Trump to the Russians, they would have leaked it. What they tried to do is leak some of these meetings. They tried to leak some of these, you know, these lawful interactions that the president's team has had. Mm-hmm. You know, who doesn't speak with foreign nations and who doesn't, you know, try to plan foreign policy out? But I'll tell you what's going on right now is, it's a concerted effort to try to delegitimize President Trump because they lost the election in 2016.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. It's that simple. Real quick, we got about a minute and a half left. Iran sanctions. What do you see?
Sure. So, again, this is the president knew that this was a bad deal. The nuclear deal that was struck by the Obama administration was to try to not completely eliminate, not permanently eliminate Iran's nuclear threat, but to temporarily stall it. And on top of that, it really didn't even address the conventional warfare capabilities. So what did they do after the massive influx of capital in 2016? Iran went ahead and invested dollars in their conventional ballistic missiles capabilities. You know, they're hiding their nuclear capability development right now, but they're also increasing their activity in the region. They're funding terrorism. You know, you have these, you know, it was a terrible deal. So the president withdrew, and until the regime comes to the table, and President Trump has said he's willing to meet with the Ayatollah, mm-hmm. until they come to the table, we're going to ratchet sanctions up, and we're going to put the financial pressure on them until they completely stop funding terrorism, they stop funding these regime militias, and they stop, frankly, threatening Israel with death.
Exactly. Well, Chris, we got to leave it right there. As always, we appreciate the insight. Chris Garcia, former deputy director under the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris, thanks again. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The jury is about to start deliberating in the Paul Manafort bank and tax fraud case after listening to closing arguments from prosecutors and the defense yesterday. Then the judge gave 90 minutes of final instructions to the jury. Manafort facing multiple charges of fraud and money laundering. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump revoked his security clearance to try to silence him, as he's been one of the president's biggest critics.
Mr. Trump believes that this is going to lead me to just go away and be quiet. He is very badly mistaken.
He spoke on MSNBC. Also in an op-ed piece in the New York Times today, Brennan says Trump's claims of no collusion with Russia are hogwash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world has changed. When the church wants to pray, yeah, won't stop to pray. Oh, when we pray, the prison won't stop shaking. Hear the sound of praise, and nothing stays the same. Oh, when we
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and yes, for times like this, I tell you, that's the thing you can count on is prayer, no doubt about it. I want to encourage you for that. Tim Winter joins us now. He's the president of the Parents Television Council. The Parents Television Council is a nonpartisan education organization advocating responsible entertainment. Tim, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, good day to you and your listeners from Southern California.
Hey, and I'm right with you. I'm just up the road in Long Beach right now, getting ready to head to Hawaii to go see the 2-year-old grandson to go hug his neck like crazy. Looking forward to that, I'll tell you. So all kinds of fun here. And at least things have calmed down weather-wise. When I first got here from Florida, I thought maybe Florida had followed me when I came here. And, you know, of course, the state is still burning, but not quite as bad as it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we're glad we could turn down the heat on you a little bit, and it sounds like you should have some nice time there on the island.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. Hey, we've got lots to catch up on, particularly with this stunt that, you know, the movie Eighth Grade decided to pull last week. Tell our audience, you know, what happened with this, with the screening?
Yeah, this is a motion picture that is called Eighth Grade, and it is about life in the eighth grade. The critics really like it. They say it's a very powerful, truthful, telling story about, you know, how difficult life really is in middle school right now. And the film had some very edgy content. Mm-hmm. It had a lot of profanity, including a lot of F-words. Mm-hmm. And when the Motion Picture Association of America screened the movie, they rightly, properly gave that film an R rating, the right. moniker of an R, which was correct, which was accurate.
Right.
The production company was able to partner with some studios around the country and basically proclaimed their movie to be too important to prohibit children without their parents from coming in to see the movie.
It's unbelievable.
And so what they did was they allowed special screenings where the R would be ignored. Children of any age could come in by themselves to watch the film. And to add insult to injury, they even made it free mm-hmm. so that, you know, kids didn't even have to ask their parents for money.
Yeah.
So to us, it was just the ultimate, for a movie company, it was the ultimate in an end run mm-hmm. on parental authority. How can parents expect to do their job well when the movie theater basically took any oversight whatsoever away from a parent mm-hmm. by allowing kids to come in for free and see a movie that, according to the industry's own guidelines, they should not have seen without their parent present?
Well, in future purchases, the parents could withhold investing any more money in those theater houses. There were some 50 theaters, I understand, one in each state that did this. Tim, this is such a disconnect. Eighth grade and an R rating. How do you put those two together? I got to tell you, if my parents knew eighth grade was going to be rated R, they probably would have told me to skip that grade.
Well, looking back at my experience in eighth grade, I wouldn't mind skipping it altogether. It wasn't necessarily a fun place, but yeah. You're right. And you know, when you think about how what parents are supposed to, you know, parents are told, hey, you got to be a responsible parent, do your job. Right. I mean, this is something that if the movie is so important. If this is such a real life depiction of eighth grade, then the eighth grade kids already see it, at least in theory. Mm-hmm. So the important part should be letting parents be involved in this process. And
Instead,
they were carved entirely out of the process. And that's what has my dander up on this one. And mm-hmm. so we're calling on the MPAA and also on the organization called NATO, not the one in Europe, NATO, mm-hmm. NATO, National Association of Theater Owners. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are supposed to enforce at the ticket box office.
Exactly.
The MPAA guidelines. So, mm-hmm. so you know, in our view here, a standard either means something or it means nothing. Mm-hmm. And they're whittling away at the integrity of a system that most parents, even if they don't necessarily agree with how the accuracy of the rating, they understand how films are rated mm-hmm. and they understand if, you know, PG-13 or R is too much for their child, they can make that choice. And here they were stripped of that opportunity.
Well, especially with some of this stuff, Tim. I mean, once it's exposed, once it's out of the bottle, as they say, you can't put it back in. You know, we had a situation where a parent, I don't know what she was thinking, takes her 12-year-old daughter, and next thing you know, there are sexual devices on display, and you know, she leaves, but meanwhile, the child is exposed to this. And, you know, and the sad part of our culture is all this stuff is so pervasive, and it's almost like, you know, some parents are throwing up their arms and just saying, you know, I can't fight this anymore. I don't know what to do. But, you know, we're here to say, look, you've got, for the sake of your children, your grandchildren, the next generation, you have got to resist this. You cannot take it lying down.
Exactly right. And I, you know, I chuckle in disbelief. Sometimes what some of the folks do in the entertainment industry to take yet one more slice of innocence away.
Exactly.
Just it's being carved away slice by slice.
Right.
And
well,
here's another little dissection of integrity and innocence for children.
Yeah. Well, you know, we visit every week with the Counterculture Mom, and she exposes, you know, these rappers and musicians that have two versions of the same song. One version is for their children. The other version is for public consumption. And guess which one is the harsher of the two? You know, this is the kind of hypocrisy that is taking place. Even these musicians and these purveyors of said product know there is a difference. Speaking about the pervasiveness of this, I also see where the Parents Television Council is calling on Viacom to rate MTV VMAs, which is going to be airing, what, next week for mature audiences only, because we know what is put out over the airways here. I mean, it's amazing they've been able to get away with it this long, and I appreciate you calling them out for this.
Thank you. Yeah, the show airs on Monday, and this is a show on all the different Viacom networks, especially MTV, but the Video Music Awards show every year has a shocking, profane, vulgar, sexually explicit, you know, moment two or three or four. Mm-hmm. And every year it's rated as appropriate for children to watch. And every year we call on Viacom afterwards saying, how could you possibly not rate that TVMA? And they said, well, we couldn't have known. Well, if you couldn't have known last year, and you couldn't have known the year before, and you couldn't have known the year before that, and yet it happened every single time. You know, how doesn't pass the laugh test.
Why don't you watch their videos and listen to their music and tell me that anything but is going to be on display?
Yeah, it's if you can't guarantee that your editors are going to be able to bleep out things they should that shouldn't be under a TV-14, don't rate it TV-14. Mm-hmm. Rate it TVMA. But of course they won't, because a lot of advertisers will stay away. And they'll lose money.
Tim, we've got about a minute and a half left. I wanted to ask you about Netflix. What's going on here with this child pornography? And I think of Netflix, and I think, well, didn't the Obamas just sign a deal with Netflix? I mean, are they part and not that they're directly involved with this, but aren't they by implication?
Well, Netflix is basically the darling of Hollywood right now. They are paying countless millions of dollars. They're spending billions of dollars on programming, on producing new programming. They're spending countless millions, and they're giving it away to all sorts of new producers in Hollywood who have done a lot of stuff for TV shows, and they're luring these producers away to produce for them. And this movie in particular has a 9-year-old girl in a sexual situation that I would never even describe to your radio listeners, but just know that they're asking a 9-year-old little girl to be part of a sex scene. And they say that if you have a problem with it, then you're the one who's depraved. And so we're calling on Netflix to remove this movie. It's child porn. Remove the movie. Be a corporate responsible citizen.
Well, Tim Winter has been with us, Parent Television Council. Tim, how can people be in touch?
Yeah, please learn about us on our website, parenttv.org, parenttv.org. It's a treasure trove of information for you.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's Mom, Dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Is, you know what this means? Yes, Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And just like that, it is time. He is in the house. Steve Evans, the movie guy. We're going to talk movies here. And the number one, The Meg, huh?
The Meg, doing a lot better than most people thought it was going to do. Made about $45.4 million in this country, another $97 million worldwide, including $50 million from the country of China alone.
Wow.
So it just goes to show movies about sharks work.
And exactly.
Hey,
thank God they're not doing a trade war on movies right now. Could you imagine Hollywood? They'd really be going nuts, huh?
Yes, movies about big sharks work even better. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think we've seen the last of the Megalodon. I think there are going to be sequels for this.
You think so? Are the Chinese, do they want our intellectual property on sharks, plastic sharks?
Well, I'm not sure you would call this exactly intellectual property, but it seemed to work over there. Yeah, I mean, the big numbers.
Exactly.
Mission Impossible Fallout, that was number two, making about 19.4. We had Christopher Robin, number three, Slender Man, number four, Black Klansman, rounding out the top five. We have a lot of really good movies and some so-so movies this weekend. Let's start with one that I've been hearing about for a long time, getting great reviews. 94% of the critics recommending Crazy Rich Asians. This follows native New Yorker Rachel Chu as she accompanies her longtime boyfriend Nick Young to his best friend's wedding in Singapore. Now, she's excited about visiting Asia for the first time, but kind of nervous about meeting Nick's family, and she is really unprepared to learn that Nick has neglected to mention just a few key details. It turns out that he is from one of the country's wealthiest families and also one of the most sought-after bachelors in the area.
When I read that, I thought it was your story. Isn't that your story?
Not
that was your story, right? Didn't the wife unit tell me that? I thought so.
No, not that. That isn't quite my bio, okay. Unfortunately. But being on Nick's arm puts a target on Rachel's back with jealous socialites and, worse, Nick's own disapproving mother taking aim. And soon it becomes clear that while money can't buy love, it can definitely complicate things. This probably will be number one this weekend. 94% mm-hmm. recommending crazy.
A lot of cheeky humor, you think?
I think, you know, it's the glamorous life, going over there and living large.
Well, plus you can sit there in this politically correct environment and you say, hey, I'm going to go watch Crazy Rich Asians and not offend anybody, I guess.
I don't think
this
so.
This weekend only.
Buying your ticket. I think
why not?
They'll certainly welcome you through the door.
Right.
Mile 22, that's a Mark Wahlberg movie, which unfortunately wasn't released for the critics to take a look at. That's starring Mark Wahlberg, Laura Cohen, and Ronda Rousey in this one, as a matter of fact, the wrestler. Remember her?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. John Malkovich also in this one. This is a visceral modern thriller from the director of Lone Survivor. You got Mark Wahlberg starring as James Silva. He is an operative of the CIA's most highly prized and least understood unit. He's aided by a top-secret tactical team. Now, Silva must retrieve and transport an asset who holds life-threatening information to Mile 22, thus the title, for extraction before the enemy closes in. Not reviewed for the critics. And it'll do so-so, I guess, this weekend.
So what do you think? What do you think about Ronda? I mean, you know, from the ring, you know, from MMA to, there is life after the ring, I guess.
Well, she's done a few things. You know, she's an entourage, and she seems to be pursuing this. This seems to be a less threatening line of work.
Well, you don't get beat up as much. It's a little bit easier, I think. You know, you can kind of enjoy the spa a little bit easier now, and without your body's bruises and everything else. Yeah, exactly. Well, good, she's really capitalizing. I mean, we see her in a lot of commercials now, and, you know, now doing movies and stuff. I mean, who would have thunk, right?
Who would have thought, right? And yeah. I think that perhaps, I think she lost a big bout, and so her wrestling career may be fading, I don't know.
No, she did. Yeah, she was invincible, and she lost, and it was the manner in which she lost, too. It really made it pretty conclusive that her career was over. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I mean, she was riding sky high. I mean, there wasn't anything in her way until that last bout. And it was like, okay, maybe I need to be doing something else, you know?
Yeah, my daughter actually went to school with her. And
really?
Yeah. She's from Santa Monica.
She didn't tangle up with her or anything?
Oh, I hope not, no.
Okay,
not a fight you'd want to pick right there.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, she could hurt you.
Right.
I don't want to get in a ring with her, even after losing her fight. I mean, she's saying it's all yours.
That's exactly right. Okay, we have a movie here called Alpha. Now, if you love dogs, if you're a dog person, I think this is probably one to see. This is how man discovered man's best friend. This takes place in the Ice Age.
Oh, yeah, this is so cool. I like this. Yeah.
Look good.
Yeah.
It tells this visually stunning story that shines a light on the origins of man's best friend. While on his first hunt with the tribe's most elite group, you have a young man injured, and he has to learn to survive alone in the wilderness. Now, reluctantly, he tames a lone wolf, which was abandoned by its pack, and the pair learn to rely on each other and become unlikely allies, enduring countless dangers and overwhelming odds in order to find their way home before winter arrives.
Mm. I mean, amazing twist there. I mean, he almost kills the wolf. I mean, he shoots him. He's, you know, with an arrow, right? And almost kills him. I mean, it's not going to, you know, we're not going to ruin the plot there for you. But it just goes to show you from good to bad, you know? So
absolutely. 80% recommending Alpha. If you're a dog person, check that out.
It gives you hope that the Democrats might be able to get along with Republicans, you know?
There's hope after all, right? We have my vote for the best title of the weekend, Juliet Naked, out this weekend.
Okay.
This is the story of Annie, who's the longtime suffering girlfriend of Duncan, and her unlikely transatlantic romance with once revered, now faded singer-songwriter Tucker Crowe, who also happens to be the subject of Duncan's musical obsession. Here's how it works. Annie, she's stuck in this long-term relationship with Duncan. Duncan, played by the great Chris O'Dowd. He's an obsessive fan of this obscure rocker Tucker Crowe, played by Ethan Hawke. And when the acoustic demo of Tucker's hit record from 25 years ago called Juliet Naked surfaces, its release leads to a life-changing encounter with the elusive rocker himself. This is based on a novel by Nick Hornby. really looks terrific. 60% recommend. You might want to check out The Trader. A very clever title and a very clever premise for this particular film.
You know, and if you play it backwards, it says Paul is dead.
I don't know what it says, but yes, it's an interesting concept.
Okay.
We have a movie. There's a lot going on in this film. It's called The Wife, and I've been seeing the trailers for the longest time. This is about a wife who is played by Glenn Close, who questions her life choices as she travels to Stockholm with her husband, where he is slated to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. I mean, they've been married for 40 years, and he's on his way to Stockholm to pick up this prize. And his literary star blazed since he and his wife first met back in the 1950. And this story interweaves the story of the couple's youthful passion and ambition with a portrait of a marriage 30-plus years later. And like I say, there is a whole bunch going on in this movie. 92% recommending The Wife. You might want to check that out. We also have a movie which was won the Innovator Award up at Sundance. It's called We the Animals. And the trailer makes this look so good. It's a very thoughtful piece. It's about three boys. They're kind of tearing through their childhood in the midst of their young parents' volatile love that makes and unmakes the family many times over. Now, while Manny and Joel grow into versions of their loving and unpredictable father, the mother shelters her youngest, Jonah, in this cocoon of home. And he's more sensitive and conscious than his older siblings. Jonah increasingly embraces an imagined world all his own. It really looks good. Won the Innovator Award at Sundance this year, 91% recommending We Are the Animals. A similar tale here, too, called Mining the Gap. Now, this is a documentary. It's done by Bing Liu, and he compiled over 12 years of footage that was shot in his hometown of Rockford, Illinois, and it searches for the correlations between his skateboarder friends' turbulent upbringings and the complexities of modern-day masculinity. Sounds like heavy stuff, but basically he follows his childhood friends as they grow up in Rockford, Illinois, and then attempt to become adults. And it's about the gap between childhood and adulthood. Also an award winner from Sundance, 95% recommending Minding the Gap. Another movie here called Memoir of War, which is based on a semi-autobiographical novel by Marguerite Duras. And this is about a woman who has to navigate the resistance and the Gestapo to uncover the whereabouts of her imprisoned husband. After he's deported to Dachau in the midst of Nazi-occupied France, she becomes friendly with French collaborator Robert to gain information at considerable risk to her underground cell. So if you like movies about World War II, it's subtitled, but it's called Memoir of War, 70% recommending that one. Another movie here called Billionaire Boys Club, which has a great cast. I'm not sure what happened here, where it went off the rails. But this is about a brilliant and rather, it's called Billionaire Boys Club. It's about a group of wealthy boys in Los Angeles during the early 1980s. They establish a get-rich-quick scam that turns deadly. Unfortunately, only 17% of the critics are recommending this one.
What happened to it was Kevin Spacey, people. Right?
Yeah, Kevin Spacey and Ansel Elgort, Emma Roberts in this, but essentially it's about the despicable people acting despicably, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's what we have this weekend.
Well, we got lots to choose from. So, Yeah, and even plenty to catch up on if you need catching up on. With me getting ready to go across the ocean in Hawaii, I got to see what else I can find out about. In fact, we're going to be talking about the movie Beautifully Broken with Michael W. Smith in the next hour. And that comes out, I believe, next week, the 24th, I believe, is when that's going to be nationwide. So a lot of options there, including if you missed the Meg. And I still, I'm told that I've got to see Christopher Robin. That is a must-see for dads. It's more of a dad's film is what I'm hearing. So anyway, Steve the Movie Guy on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve. See you at the movies.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall.